morning, ladies. Excuse me. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, August 21st, 2018. It's 9 a.m. and we're assembled in the Board of County Commissioners Conference Room for a general discussion. We present our Commissioner Morgan, Commissioner Herr, Commissioner Diem. And we're going to start off with item number one, Veterans Quarterly Update. Veterans Quarterly Update. That's your cue.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So this last quarter was pretty busy. We've increased our in-office clients and our outreach clients phenomenally. We've been really hitting the outreach hard, and it's proving to be pretty successful. Our Veterans Music Outreach Program is, we saw the typical 24. We haven't done a whole lot of promo on getting new individuals coming into that program because we don't have the space. So I'm actively looking for space for all our outreach programs to be housed out of. And our recoveries were a little over $500,000, which is really good for the last quarter. We're in good shape. We have a couple of accredited service officers up and coming, which is fantastic. One just got accredited. One's up and coming. She's really sharp, really smart, and is just taking the bull by the horns. So our staffing is really solid right now, and we're putting in for our halftime administrative assistant today that was in our budget. We have no work studies at this time. One of our staff members hopefully will be out on campus during enrollment, and we can recruit at that point.
Where do you go on campus? Are you going?
So there's a veterans room out on campus, a veterans hub, and
on campus where?
At RCC.
Okay.
And there's one at SOU as well.
Okay.
They just received a couple hundred thousand dollar grant to build the veterans club out at RCC. From ODVA, I think it was $150,000. They have hired a veteran to staff it. And basically what they do is they help veterans navigate the education program when they just get out. And so we hit them when we go out there. We get out there and get all their benefits. We explain their benefit packages to them. There's a couple classes that they have. Getting veterans, getting their feet wet, teaching them how to apply for financial aid and things of that nature. And sometimes we're a part of those classes, and we'll give a spiel on how to receive benefits, talk about their education benefits.
It used to be when you got out of service, you got some part of your college if you wanted to educate after you got out of the service, and then they also had an on-the-job training program. Do they have OJT anymore?
They have the state of Oregon they can write programs specifically for each veteran in utilizing their GI Bill, for example.
Right. The GI Bill, I think that's what I'm asking. Is
right.
That still
how
important?
To fly, how to fly, getting your pilot's license or a lot of the metal trade industries, this state can write a grant or can write a program specifically geared for the veteran in the industry and use the GI Bill to pay for that program.
Okay.
So it's pretty involved. So being out on the college campus is it's key for us to really start infiltrating that younger group. That's where we're going to catch them. That's where we're going to catch those guys, is the ones that are utilizing their GI Bill. And then making sure that they're successful in going through their college education process and that their families are solid.
Well, that's a big step forward. When I got out of the military, and I don't think there's any place you could go that would explain it all to you.
Right.
Because, I've been finding this stuff out just...
It's all a part of the soft handoff.
Mike McCroskey, Mike, and he's the one that told me that they needed to see me over at the VA because we decommissioned the ship and were exposed to asbestos. So that's just, you had to find it out from another veteran rather than from the...
Just yesterday I had an individual, met him out at a winery. I asked him if he was a veteran. He said, yeah. I said, you should come in the office. He had no idea of any of his benefits. And he was, you know, he was a Vietnam veteran. Absolutely no idea. I can't believe there's still people out there that don't know.
I spoke to someone at the fair, and he has been denied services. And he's like, they look for every opportunity. I said, well, have you gone through our VSO? No, didn't know you had one. I said, base them in the courthouse. Come on by.
How does that happen?
I don't understand.
I don't understand either. So, you know,
it's
I
like
guess this huge campaign needs
DMV
to be...
The DMV that, you know, is in town that regulates all of these cars driving around or whatever.
It's right. Or we have
really?
A police department here.
Well, from a person that when the Vietnam veteran got out, they were told there was nothing, and that was it. So just leave it alone. You know, you're just lucky we let you back in the country.
Right.
And that, and so they just walk away. And the lady over at the White City, she says, were you a Vietnam veteran? I said, yeah. And she goes, why haven't you been in to see us earlier? And I said, no. And she said, you're all like that. And I said, that's because we were told that.
Right.
We were told by society to just move along and just filter back in. We had no idea that there was anything available. And so I think your outreach program is stellar.
It's key. The ODVA Expo, July 29th in Medford, was the largest expo that they have had put on to date. They were so surprised at the success of the program this year down here in Southern Oregon. So we're going to gear up and request another one maybe next year, hopefully. Over 650 veterans showed up, and out of the VSOs, we were absolutely the busiest. They had to bring chairs around and set chairs up, and we were, you know, working the crowd. But it's getting out there in the field is the only way to do it at this point.
Yeah. So what is that? I mean, there wasn't a booth at the fair, or what was the other thing?
We did not.
The growers market or
the fair.
You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, we can do that one. If we can extend our program, those are some of the things that we're looking at.
There's thousands of people that go to the growers market every Saturday.
And I think regional.
You don't get there at 9 o'clock. Even at 9 o'clock, there's hard to find a parking spot within four blocks, six blocks.
Right. And to do that on a regional, like have Klamath County, Jackson County, Josephine County, Coos County be a unified group and do campaigning on in the whole region of Southern Oregon. I think that would really
I know Klamath Falls. You go down by Runaway Ranch, they have a big sign that says Klamath Falls Honors Their Veterans. And we have one up on the freeway.
We have them all over.
Josephine
we have
County
on 238.
So.
Every entrance to Josephine County.
Yes, has
so that's, you know, maybe that's the connection.
Maybe not Bear Canyon.
Anyway, thank you for your outreach program.
Yeah. They fly by it too fast to see it.
On the
We received the Oregon State Extension grant for the Agripreneur Program was received. So they have that grant. They are buttoning up a few. It's waiting for its final. We had to go through a revision, so we're waiting for the final okay. But that's going to be a program that we're going to be starting in October. And so hopefully we'll have support 10 veterans through that program. If we can find 10 veterans to be in that program, we have a handful of them now. We're going to be campaigning for that, and I'm sure it's going to be an amazing program teaching these guys how to be farmers, and we're really looking forward to getting a diverse group.
Who's
Maude
doing
Powell,
the training?
Maude.
Oh, yes, she does the women in agriculture for 4-H.
Right.
Great, OSU Extension. Good.
Yeah.
She's right. I was going to suggest somebody of that small farm nature.
I want to go back a little bit. Would Southern Oregon, maybe you should talk to Caleb LaPlante on the Southern Oregon Air Academy side of it to figure out if you go through Southern Oregon Air Academy, you would have kind of a leg up if you wanted to get into aviation and military?
I think so. They had that junior ROTC program.
Yeah.
A bunch of kids that went through that at my high school. If those could dovetail, you'd just be gee whiz.
Right, and you know that you go through Southern Oregon Air Academy, you know you've got you know the workings of an airplane, and then you could automatically go to Aviation A School instead of being in the boiler room on a ship. You would you could follow your career in aviation in the military, you know, because, you know, my son was in aviation in the military.
What?
I can give you his phone number.
What's his name?
Caleb LaPlante. I was just going
to
write it down.
Oh, yeah, great. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Commissioner. Caleb LaPlante. Fantastic young man.
Sure.
But maybe there's some way you could dovetail that so that kids that are in the program could say, you know what? I mean, I can step right from this and I go in as an E3 rather than an E2, because I know if you had some sort of schooling when I went to school, you came out as an E2 out of boot camp. If you had some kind of schooling, you came out as an E3. It was a one-pay grade.
It's definitely...
Yeah,
you know,
Young Marines is a great program too.
They recognize it, but this Southern Air Academy is just up and coming, and it's you know kind of designed. There's a Horizon Airlines has a skin in the game because they're running out of pilots, but most of their pilots come out of the military. So you've got to get maybe let the military do the training on it and go. It might be a connection there. Just something I think you and Caleb should sit down and talk.
All right.
Caleb LaPlante.
What else?
Didn't get that grant, by the way.
What's that?
Oh.
Never mind. They didn't get the grant from the state yesterday.
Our veteran music outreach program, it's good, it's solid, it's ready to grow. It's on a precipice where we're ready to grow the program, so we're kind of in this area. I'm actively looking for commercial space to do our complete outreach program out of. I would really love to have that building over there on D Street, but I'm not quite sure what's going on with all that. I'm not getting any headway with that. The D and 5th building, the county building that's right across the street.
It's being utilized. Okay.
Yeah, for
we'd
boxes.
We'd have to figure out what
it's
to...
Just,
yeah.
It's just going to take a little while. There's some stuff that has to be done.
So. Yeah, and we got the money in the budget to do it.
Here there's space
downstairs
by the fairgrounds.
Downstairs.
We've been working on that for quite some for a year and a half. I've been here. We've been looking for space for the ED214. We're going to find it.
So we have our suicide prevention awareness event going on at Fairgrounds September 22nd. We're going to walk 2.2 miles. It'll be a festive event, solemn but festive. We'll have a couple speakers there, so it'll be good. Proclamation is done, it's written, that'll be done September 5th, I think I'm on the agenda over the ambassador for that. We have the Home Depot event, may or may not happen this year due to the smoke, so we're kind of working, it's a 9/11 event, we usually have that going on, and we also have Southern Oregon Stand Down happening September 20th. So we'll be at that as well. I don't think that... I got these right after I sent up my package to you guys. And then the only other thing I have in the agenda is to start a conversation about the request for Forestry Trust Reserves for our program to expand our outreach program and hire a VSO so that we all have one person out in the field at all times.
So I know we've talked about that as an option, but I guess from my standpoint, it would be that you're asking to expand the program as for us to figure out which pot to pull that money from.
There's only one that I'll be in favor of. It's the trust. We're not allocating any more general funds. Yeah. We're already doing that.
I worked with Arthur and...
We had a conversation yesterday between Arthur and Lisa and myself about, you know, with the forewarning that we sold more timber this year because of the price being up, and now we've got 10% that's going to be salvaged, which we won't get the best price in the workforce. So just be very cautious. And Arthur assured me that there's 5 years in there at least funding for her program through the Forest Trust.
All the programs. There's $1 million there.
Yeah, I submitted a VSO expansion itemized cost, and everybody should have that. So that's what we're looking at to expand our outreach program. You know, we really need somebody in the field at all times. And in order to do that, we need to have another body in the office. And that's what we have to do in order to you know, we start promoting our veteran service office, what happens is we get really busy and we have to have the staff to manage and care for our clients in a way that...
We can't advertise the program and then have people lined up clear out the door.
Exactly. You have to be able to manage.
I mean, they've been in the military, so they understand hurry up and wait. But.
Anyway, so the request is in there. And,
do you guys ever do anything like some of the other agencies do with a ramping up time, or if there's something event going on that you call for VSOs from other counties to maybe come assist with an event? So like a mutual aid of sorts. We got help from some other counties with deputies, emergency managers, firefighters. This concept of mutual aid is in the emergency services field. Is it something that, I mean, I know you work with Jackson County, but have you reached out to VSOs in other counties?
When VSOs have a large, when we have regional events, for example, the Expo, the VSOs from all over were there. Mm-hmm. And so not necessarily veterans from, you know, Coos County or Klamath County or Josephine. There was a handful from Josephine County. But still we're able to deal with all the clients that were, you know, that showed up and were waiting in line for.
You just get their information. Get a general idea. You don't actually go.
Yeah, and we can answer all those general questions. Yeah. A lot. There's just a lot of general questions. You just have to be kind of a bank of knowledge so that, you know, they have a greater understanding what the benefits are and where, how to obtain them. But I've been on the advertising side of our office before, and it was a bit much to handle when we started actively advertising and promoting our office and getting out there and seeking the veterans. Working with community partners, which we already do, but even digging deeper in that, we find that our workload becomes pretty strained.
You know, we are looking at our website, and with that, we have to do a brand refresh because the current status of our little triangle is not possible to kind of be recreated cleanly. It's old and it's photocopied and we don't have an original of it. So in the process, we've reached out to some agencies in Southern Oregon that do this. There's a couple in the Jackson County area that have come along. I was talking to So Ready, and they work with this one group that has just taken on so many of their promotion projects in a reasonable and effective way and come alongside as a partnership. And I should get you those names. But for a while, they were doing the EDGE program where they highlighted different businesses within Josephine and Jackson County, mm-hmm. and they do this whole promotion. Well, this ad agency did that. And so, I mean, if it's something that overwhelms your staff, it might be worth seeing, is this something that's worth partnering with another agency to do for the sake of you guys do what you're experts at and let them do what they're experts at?
Right.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Fair, for quieting the masses out there.
Yeah, thank you.
Any other questions for Lisa?
Thank you.
Thank you.
How often does the music program use the space?
So right now we're utilizing space. We would like to do it 4 to 6 times a month. And what our main objective is, this upcoming year, is to expand it to reach the younger kids. And
sure.
The only way we can do that is do it at night because they work. They have families. They're raising families, and we can only offer that at night. And so...
Yeah, that sounds great.
It's not... We're not there every day, but
yeah.
If we start other outreach programs and we're getting out there, then it would be nice to have a hub. We can put all our stuff in, you know, the music group can meet there. We can have a hub for somebody to actually be doing the outreach work out of that hub.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next up is item number 2 is Fairgrounds Quarterly Update. Peggy Anderson is on board.
The chair's warm for you.
Fairgrounds Director.
Welcome.
You survived.
We did. We survived. And we went well. We actually used one of her musicians at the fair. Joe Stadola was in and did just an awesome job. And he's also a search and rescue, so that was kind of fun to have him in there with us. Well, lots of things going on, as you well know. We truly what I felt like we hit it finally. The weather cooperated, everything. People were happy, and they were happy to be there, and I think we hit a home run.
It's good to end on it. Good.
Oh, absolutely. It was great. If I was to guess on the numbers just by looking at the money and everything that has flown through so far, I would say we were probably right about 60,000 people. I haven't given that report yet to the fair board. That's tonight. But if I was a betting person, as well as we can check without having turnstiles and that type of thing at the gate, I would say somewhere right around 60. So our numbers were up. I think Arthur back here was pleased with that. Lots of action, really positive in reinforcement with Lone Star Wednesday night, then Thursday with the truck and tractor pulls, but Friday was the day. You know, that's when they all came, was Friday night. So the stands were three-fourths full for the truck and tractor pulls. On Thursday night, it was a little softer as it started. I was over across, way over by the RV park when they started, and the stands were maybe a quarter full. By the time I got over there and in, they were over half full, and then by the end of the night, they were about three-fourths full, and that was on Thursday night. On Friday night, the line to get in at 7:15 when I pulled up behind them, I had come out of the pit and came up. We had a line way further than from this point clear down through HR. I mean, it was like across the street practically of people trying to get in at 7:15 at night. And that did my heart really well to see that.
Yeah, that's great.
There's some things we need to change next year. We know that, you know, truck and tractor pulls and that type of an event or an event that the people want. We have to be sure that we continue that type of venue. I've talked to WGAS already about next year, about coming in. The challenge that we had this year, why we couldn't do it Friday, Saturday night, was that the sled, the pull sled, is used elsewhere. And Banks in that area in the northeast part of Oregon has a standing truck and tractor pull that weekend every year. And so we're still, he's looking for a sled right now to see if we can rotate it to Friday, Saturday night. But that all being said, we may have to go back to Thursday, Friday, but we have got it locked in.
The Zero organization have like a points thing. I know in hill climbing, your hill climb became part of a points thing that was built
like
up all year long.
A series type thing.
And then there's a world champion at the end of the deal. And a lot of times, you know, drag racing does that, circle trackers, so that a guy, you know, he can't miss the Roseburg event, because if he does, he loses out on valuable points towards the championship.
I
didn't know if you could get onto one of those, then these guys have to show up. They go, oh my gosh, I better get to Grand Pass. You know, it's the Josephine County Fair, but it is one of our points events that we can get points for.
I'll find out.
Because I have friends of mine that drag race out of the Seattle area, and they come down to White City because it's a points event for the NHRA. So, you know, they spend a lot of money. I mean, I said, Jesus, just points. Yeah, but Tony's in contention. Okay, good. So they got to hit every one of them. And I didn't know if they had that in their organization or not. If they don't, it's certainly something that they should
like
consider.
A routing type thing. I was really happy to see the locals that were there, the homeboys they call them, and there was a lot of them. In fact, after Thursday night, we brought three of the big trucks into the fairgrounds, parked them right by the office right there in front, had them crank them up about every hour, you know, so, and put signs on them tonight, 7 o'clock, grandstands.
Very cool.
You know, so that worked out really, really well, and the locals were really happy with that. So that definitely was a win. The rodeo on Saturday night was almost totally full, so that was a good thing. The rough stock was really good. It was a little different caliber than what we've seen in the past. So
we, as and I'm sure Commissioner Morgan did, but as, you know, our route was down around the back of the carnival. And I just explained to him, I said, "Boy, you kids are going to get to see something, because we pull up and the bulls are right there. The rodeo bulls, they go." I said, "Okay, which one's the meanest?" And they all picked that brindle one, that Brahma.
The brindle one, yeah.
The brindle Brahma. I see that looks like a pit bull with horns. 2,000 pounds. But that was kind of, you know, kind of a boring going around the thing, but I think that worked out well.
Well, the other thing, it's not the prettiest part of the fairgrounds when you go down that side, but it really worked out well to keep us off that midway. cutting straight through. We still had people that cut straight through. And you see people that almost hit people. I mean, it's just a bad idea. It really, and we have to look at the liability point of it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have headlights on my rig the last night.
No, me neither.
So, yeah.
I had my handheld flashlight.
One lady, I said, you know, I don't have a horn, because I was going beep, beep, and she says, why don't you get one of those bulb horns and put on there and just, you know, the little...
Oh, like an old bicycle one?
A bicycle horn, you know, or something that you could call from that.
Well, you just wanted to be sure that you're there. So that's good. We've already contracted out verbally bringing back. We've had a lot of call for the mutton busting that we didn't bring back this year. Bring back mutton busting. The pigs, the racing pigs were a hit. I contracted for 2 years to get them here. So they'll be back. Longhorns will be back next year. I mean, it's kind of fun to watch this as it goes on. The reptile did really, really well. But
I had people ask if that. Where's the reptile?
Floral building.
Floral.
And, yeah, I knew where it was. But it was surprising the amount of people that were coming to the fair to go to the reptile booth.
Well, it's time to bring Walk on the Wild Side back. And I'm going to call him today. He has a little bit more exotic type things. So, I mean, it's nice to kind of go back and forth with that. But people really like that. And you got to do what the people want. And the floral people were really hesitant about the reptiles being on the other side. By the time fair was done, they were, like, thanking me because it brought everybody into the floral building.
Sam and I went over to a look at the flowers. You know, and it was neat. That was kind of a good part.
No, that was a good thing. Mary... we're still waiting for information on the Ford Foundation. That walkthrough in July went really, really well. They were there for over 2 hours, and that was all about the arena. Oregon Community Foundation and Cheney, we're still waiting for on the kitchen, and then she is currently writing two more kitchen-type grants right now. So she just wanted me to be sure that you knew that. One thing about tripping back to fair here for a second, I've been really working with Grants Pass Police Department to collaborate and be a partner with us at the fair, and they were there every single day this year.
That's good.
And so it's really nice. Dave was there. You know, I had some sheriffs were there. Nate sent some community correction officers there. And I kind of, at one of the briefings, I had explained to him what we had done in Northeast Oregon with the different agencies, and I think we're starting to put that together here. Yeah. So that was really a win, I felt, on our part. But to have everybody there, and Sunday morning, GP just shows up, hands me their radios, you know, happy to be there. It was a really good feeling. So I think all in all, you know, we're already ready for next, you know, we're starting to move forward for next year. I go to Oregon Fairs next Tuesday for the conference real quick for a couple days, and I'll be back on Friday to do a little processing down in HR. But anyway, the fair board wanted a little bit of an update about what we were doing with. I just need you to know that as far as the positioning goes, and so I think JJ will be working with the three of you really shortly to kind of move that forward, but I'm going to be staying on as a fill-in type thing, so until we move forward.
One comment we were watching Lone Star, and the band wanted people to be right down in front because they like that.
Yeah.
You know, that gets them fired up and so on and so forth, because then they get the groupies whistling and all the other stuff. And security, I know that the kid from security went and asked, I think if he asked you or whatever, and came back and said, no, we can't do that. So maybe if we can make some kind of arrangement for that. The bands like that.
Well, we were thinking
acts like that,
we actually need a pit next year to put down there with hay bales or something right in front. And I don't think that that's going to be a problem. That VIP section worked out really well. As you know, it was totally sold out. So I was really excited about that. And I think leave that configuration the way it was. I've got I've picked up two sponsors because of that VIP area. And not, then they weren't in there. They wanted to be in there. So
that thing is akin to bronze and platinum and whatnot sponsors of moment. It's exactly the same thing. Special treatment.
It is.
And they liked it.
Well, they liked it. They liked the tablecloth, you know, the snacks on the tables, and just that they had their own area and they could go back and forth to the liquid refreshments, and that whole thing really worked out well. So, but I think next year, well, I've already talked to the promoter, and what we need to do is we for sure need a pit area down there. And that's the way most of the concerts are going, too.
I had some folks, not upset, but just concerned. They're like, they put all this effort into giving us bands for different colors, and then they didn't actually enforce it up in the stands.
Oh, they didn't? Oh,
no.
Okay, I hadn't heard that.
So people can sit wherever they want up in the stands, so it didn't matter which bracelet.
Oh, that's interesting. Hadn't heard that. We, the Illinois Ballet Lions were the ones that were checking all that, kind of. So maybe we need to look at that a little bit.
They did a great job as far as people coming in, getting the right bracelets on. But once they got up there, I had someone saying, I was supposed to sit on the side. I sat in the middle. Nobody ever asked me.
Interesting.
So, okay.
Well, that's how we learn. Anyway, we're just moving forward.
Awesome.
Things are good.
I'm going to sneak to Cave Junction.
Is there any questions you have?
Thank you very much. No, any questions before you take off?
No, but thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for all your support.
Thank you very much. I just loved the little kids got everywhere. They were like ants, and they just walk. Their eyes are this big around, and they just walk everywhere, taking it all in.
People were happy.
I think so.
They were ready to have a good time. You know, they're tired of the smoke, and it just didn't matter. I mean, they just were ready to come and have a good time.
I just wonder what it could have been without the smoke.
Well, I have no idea. It would have been, good.
Okay, thank you, Peggy. Okay, additional. We're going to item number three. Additional subjects.
Nothing, sir.
And matters. There was one I was going to talk about, and now it just slipped my mind because I didn't write it down. I apologize. I'll get it this afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. With that, we are adjourned at 9:31.